often helped me through the bad times.
I feel like music conveys emotion in a way that nothing else does.
In series two of Music on the Frontline, I'm speaking with more colleagues about the power and impact that music has had on their lives whilst working in some of the toughest places in the world.
The third movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, it's to me about loss, anguish, a frenzied madness, which is the madness we see in war.
Join me, Clive Myrie, for Music Matters, Music on the Frontline. Available now on BBC Sounds.
This evening's Drama on Three stars Rory Kinnear as Nicholas Ivanov in a new version of Anton Chekhov's classic stage play. It's introduced by the writer Catherine Tozer and the composer John Chambers, whose previous collaborations for Radio 3 include versions of Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard and The Seagull.
This play is the first major work of Russian playwright Anton Chekhov, who went on to create a body of plays in the late 19th century that are now considered to be amongst the most beautiful in the world. Ivanov was commissioned in 1887 as a comedy, but in the playing of it, in its first performance, it was booed off stage as a tragedy, and Chekhov had to rewrite it to huge acclaim. This is our third adaptation for the BBC. We started with The Cherry Orchard and then The Seagull. And the great thing about continuing to adapt Chekhov with Ivanov is that we're able to mine the synthesis between tragedy and comedy that is Chekhov's hallmark.
As a composer, it's so exciting to engage with this material that makes it very clear how important music was to Chekhov. One of his favourite things to do is to very carefully place diegetic music, that's music that the characters can hear, in direct contrast with the action. So he loved nothing more than a character's whole world falling apart downstage while someone's having a great big party offstage. And so I've tried to continue that spirit of layering musical meaning through the piece. As part of my research, I found this beautiful traditional Russian-Jewish lullaby, and I've used that theme as a leitmotif for the character of Sarah, speaking to her fractured sense of cultural identity, but also as a way of exploring how other characters see her, sometimes seek to define her, and in some cases reduce her to quite hateful stereotypes.
It's a play that tackles chronic depression. The character of Ivanov is orbited by a selection of people who fail to understand his inner turmoil and, in fact, fail to understand their own inner turmoil. It's a play about people who miss each other's meanings, and in the inability to understand each other's visceral selves lies the comedy and the tragedy that this play does such a very good job at highlighting.
Ivanov by Anton Chekhov.
You naughty little minx. Play it properly or I shall leave you all on your own.
Beast. I don't know what you're talking about.
From the top of bar three.
Hands up!
Oh, don't point that bloody thing at me, Michael, for God's sake.
Nerves are shot to pieces as it is.
Is it loaded? Why are you laughing? Are you drunk?
Oh, keep your shirt on. Look, I'll put it away, okay? There. Oh, boiling, isn't it? You know, I've just walked 12 miles in this heat. Feel my heart, Nick. Feel it. Oh. Going like the clappers, I could drop dead at any moment.
Get off, you twerp.
Don't want to feel your sweaty chest. I'm trying to read. Would you be sorry if I died? Go away. Or would you be sorry if I died? Nick, would you?
You stink of booze.
Do I? How odd. Actually, it's not that odd.
Leave me alone!
Can I have some money?
What for?
To pay the men.
I haven't got any money.
Brilliant, just brilliant.
I have to wait until the end of the month like everybody else.
You think you're in charge of everyone, don't you? With your 2,000 acres and your empty pockets? Like a man with a full cellar and no corkscrew. Well, then, I'll just have to sell your horses, won't I? Do you think I'm going to pussyfoot around you, Nicholas Ivanov? Well, do you?
What's all the fuss about? Michael, why are you shouting at your cousin?
It's your husband's fault.
Take some hay bales to the croquet lawn, Michael.
Not now, Sarah.
Michael, call her Anna.
You'll never get a wife with that attitude. Nick, come and play croquet with me.
You're too ill. Uncle Matthew, what are you thinking? Anna's ill. Shut the window.
Paul's interest is due.
I'm going to ask them to wait.
In person? When?
Now.
But they're throwing Sasha's party tonight. Hey, I'll come with you. Oh, if you weren't such a misery guts, you'd be excellent fun. What a laugh we'd have. How about I marry juicy little Martha and give you all her money? Oh, would that cheer you up?
Shut up, Mike.
I will. I'll marry Martha and give you half. Why shouldn't I? You call yourself a man. We'd have a right laugh if you just pulled your finger out. And we'd be rich. If I had 2,000, I'd make 20,000 in 2 weeks. Give me the money and I'll show you. I'd buy that land there across the river. We would own both banks and I'd dam it. That's what I'd do. Tell everyone we're going to build a mill. They'd pay us not to.
Don't be an idiot. Keep your crackpot schemes to yourself. I don't want to hear them.
I despair of you. I really, really do.
Lawyers rob you, but doctors rob you and then kill you. Oh, present company accepted. Look.
I just despair.
I'll take that as a compliment.
How's the patient?
Anna needs complete rest. A holiday. You should send her away at once.
Did you hear the good doctor, Mike? Perhaps we too should set up as quacks. Write prescription after prescription, sending wilting wallflowers off on their vacances.
I haven't got the money to send her on holiday. She doesn't want to go anyway.
No, she doesn't.
What's wrong with Anna?
She has TB.
I thought she looked peaky.
Keep your voice down, Michael.
Life is like a flower. A beautiful flower that is eaten by a goat.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. She'll be fine.
I've been telling Ivanov here how to make some money, but as usual, it falls upon deaf ears.
You're full of good ideas, you are, Michael. How about you give me some?
I'm going for a swim.
I'll walk you down there. Come on, then. Out with it. Give me a good idea.
The inane chatter of useless people has thoroughly worn me out, Doctor. I don't even know myself. I have an incessant headache, my ears ring, and I can't sleep.
Anna refuses to go on holiday alone, but she would if you went too.
Well, I can't, and that's that.
But the best cure for TB is absolute peace of mind, and Anna has none. Let me speak plainly. You are killing her.
I can't understand myself, let alone anyone else. Let's take a walk. Anna is an exceptional woman. She's left her faith, her name, parents, and her money behind. And all for my sake.
She used to be called Sarah, didn't she?
Sarah sounded too Jewish. We changed it to Anna.
I prefer Sarah. I'll call her that.
No, you won't. You'll call her Anna. I am not an exceptional man. I have sacrificed nothing. I married her because I loved her. And after 5 years, she loves me still. And now you tell me she is dying, and I feel nothing. Not love or pity. Just a sort of lonely weariness. I don't understand what is happening to me.
Shh. Matthew's coming back.
Probably following us. Come on, this way.
Oh, Mike's a genius. A lawyer, doctor and a banker all rolled into one. Didn't even finish school. True maverick. Imagine what he'd have been with an education. What he'd have done. So, he thinks my title will be the making of me, does he? Intriguing. And at my age. Get that rich little Martha to marry me, eh? Imagine that, eh?
Why are you talking to yourself, Matthew?
What do you want? Why do you laugh?
Remember what you said at lunch. A forgiven thief, adopted horse...
And a Christianized Jew are all worth the same. Absolutely nothing.
You are a terrible old man. Have you ever spoken well of anyone, Matthew? Tell me, I'm serious.
Oh, what is this?
In all the time I've been here, I've never heard you say one good thing about anyone.
Because we're all scoundrels and hypocrites. I used to be someone and now I'm no one. I'm Count Nemo. Nobody notices me.
Screaming again.
Well, who is?
The owl.
Oh, let it scream. Things can't get any worse. God, I wish I had some money. Then I'd show you all what I'm capable of. Get out of this hole and never look back.
What would you do first?
Oh, go to the city, listen to some music. Go to my wife's grave and sit there until I died.
God, this is boring. Come and play a duet.
Right-ho. Get the music ready. I'll be up shortly.
Yes, you've already said that. Look here, Luke. You're young. Let me give you some advice. Don't marry anyone out of the ordinary. Choose some nice, normal girl with nothing startling about her, nothing at all. Make a quiet life. More mundane, the better. Do not pit yourself against the world. Don't bother with intellectual debate. Just get on with it. I've made so many stupid mistakes. Life is so very unfair, and I am so very tired. Oh, he's still here, look.
Uncle Matthew, what are you doing, you foul miasma? I'm trying to have a talk. Stop listening!
She's unbearable. Sarah, I'm coming.
Now I've upset him too.
Your wife is dying, and you dish out meaningless advice and drone on about your feelings. I don't really have the words to describe my contempt.
You see me more clearly than I see myself. I commend you. You're right. Now off you pop. I've got to get my coat. I'm going out. I think it admirable that you don't conceal your dislike for me. I like that. Toodaloo!
I hate you, Nicholas Ivanov. I hate you with all my heart. Your poor, poor wife. You philandering bastard.
You can't leave us on our own again, surely. I mean, we're so bored. We have to go to bed at 8. We can't play duets all evening, can we, Sarah? Please let us come with you to Sasha's party. Please, Nicholas.
Leave him alone, Matthew. Let him go if he wants to.
You're too ill to go to a party, Anna. Ah, you're still here. Luke, I thought you'd gone. Look, you're her doctor. You tell her. She can't go. And as for you... Matthew, what on earth would you do at a party for a 20-year-old?
But I'm so very bored here, and everyone here is bored of me. I'm meant to be looking after Sarah, I mean, Anna, but I feel like scratching her eyes out.
Shut up, Matthew. Let Nick go if he loves it there so much.
What are you talking about? I don't want to go. I have to go. I owe Paul and Zuzu money.
Oh, you don't need to justify yourself to me. Go. Do what you like.
Well, there's no need to be nasty.
Please, let me come. I find it amusing. I haven't been off the compound since Easter.
Oh, God almighty! All right, then. Matthew, you can come. But not you, Anna.
I can come. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. Can I wear your nice hat?
You may.
Hang on. Back in a sec.
Oh, how dreary you all are.
Nicholas.
I'm sorry, that was horrible. I never used to be so horrible, did I? Good night, Anna. I'll be back by 1.
Please, stay with me.
Darling, I am sorry you are so upset, but you've got to let me go. I know it's cruel of me, but I can't bear it here. I have to get out. As soon as the sun sets, I feel this awful pressure in my chest. I've just got to go into town. If it's any consolation, I feel even worse there. And then I come home, racked with guilt, and it tortures me all through the night. It's breaking my heart. It really is.
Well, then, stay. We'll have dinner together and read and chat and I can play to you. I don't understand you anymore. When did you change? Why did you change?
I don't know.
Why don't you want me to come?
Because when I feel like this, I don't like you. And that's the truth of it. I have to go. Really, I do. Good night, Anna.
Stay with me. We can get drunk and fool around. Or you can just talk to me. Tell me how you feel. Let me be sad with you. Or have we lost something? The flowers return every spring, but lost happiness does not. Who said that? Can we not get back what we've lost? Go on then, off you pop.
Pray for me if you want.
Just go.
From now on, as soon as it gets dark, you must go indoors and stay indoors. Your chest can't cope with the damp.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, yes, sir? Be serious.
I don't want to be serious.
Go inside.
Where's Nicholas? Has he left without me? Come here, you gorgeous woman. Mwah! Good night, my little darling. Oy vey, I beg your pardon. Nicholas! Nicholas! Nicholas!
Idiot.
Everyone's having a party except us. Why are you stomping about, Luke? Come and sit down on the grass with me.
I don't want to.
Sparrow, sparrow, where are you? On a mountain drinking dew. Are your parents alive?
My mother is. My father isn't.
Do you miss her?
I'm too busy to miss anyone.
The flowers return every spring, but lost happiness does not. Who told me that? Nicholas, I think. The owl is hooting.
Let it hoot.
I'm beginning to think I'm cursed. Other people, no better than me, have not had to pay such a price for happiness. I've had to pay for every moment. And what a price. You're too kind to tell me the truth, but do you think I don't know why? I beg your pardon. Tell me something funny.
I can't.
Nicholas can. He is very funny. How long will my parents hate me? 50 miles away, and I feel their hatred in my sleep. Nicholas says he hates me at night. What if he actually hates me all the time? Sparrow, sparrow, where are you? You're not married. There are many things you don't understand.
What I don't understand is how you've ended up here with these bastards. Why are you here? You have nothing in common with any of them. I mean, how did you get here?
Nicholas used to talk like that. Only his eyes are bigger than yours, and God, did they shine.
Go into the house.
How can you possibly understand Nicholas? He is an exceptional man, and I'm only sorry you didn't meet him 3 years ago. He was splendid then. I fell in love at first sight. When he asked me to come with him, I cut every tie. But things are different now. He goes to Paul's house to amuse himself with other women, and I sit here listening to owls. Have you got brothers or sisters?
No. What's the matter? What is it?
I have to go to him.
I can't carry on like this. I really can't.
two of spades. Dominic?
Oh, pass.
Martha!
Happy birthday to Sasha. Where is she?
Dolling herself up. How are you?
Fine. Hello, young people.
Oh, young people. I like that. I'm your great aunt, Missy. Young people indeed.
Tea, Martha?
Yes, please.
Give her the whole pot, Dominic. Widows must drink tea by the gallon, I should know.
Yes, I'm a shriveled up old harridan just like my Auntie Ava. Give me my pot of tea.
Nonsense, Martha. That bone structure. Radiant.
Give her a spoonful of jam, Dominic. That's it. I made it myself.
Oh, no, thank you. Not for me.
Where were we, Dominic?
You just laid the two of spades, Ava.
Oh.
I passed.
The lottery pot is through the roof this week. Had you heard?
Dominic, how rude. Where is Paul? I shall go fetch him.
Paul?
Two of hearts.
Oh. Pass.
Sorry.
Found him. In the kitchen, eating jam straight from the jar, the naughty man.
Hello, everybody. Cheers. Martha, my little sugar plum. Welcome. Where's my daughter?
Are you sure that that was the two of hearts?
Yes.
Do you know how to play this game, Dominic? I mean, just let me explain.
Be quiet, the pair of you.
I'm going to have a cigarette. You and Ava, you old cat.
Old cat? Did you say old cat?
Calm down, Auntie. It's just a game.
I should wring his scrawny neck. Oh. Hello, my darling.
No.
You are positively glowing like a beautiful swan.
You need to find her a husband, and pronto.
He shall be found. Before I go to my grave, he shall be found, and one for Sasha, too. But where does one find husbands these days? I mean, real men, not these half-drowned rats I see about town.
Gosh, it's hot in here. Hello, everyone.
Happy birthday, Sasha.
Thank you. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
Men today can't dance. They can't talk and they can't drink.
Well, in order for them to drink, you've got to give them something to drink. What's that in your glass? This pool is a dry old party.
As soon as it was evening, we used to go out on the town and paint it red. Kept it up until dawn, then back to our studies. How we used to drink and talk and flirt. Oh, but young men these days, no backbone. The only one of them worth a penny is already married, and they say he's going mad.
Yeah. Who's that then?
Nicholas Ivanov.
Yes, I like him, but he seems rather unhappy.
And why wouldn't he be? Marrying that Jew. Big mistake, huge. He thought her parents would relent and hand over their pots of gold, but not a bit of it. Disowned her, they did, for becoming a Christian and changing her name and marrying him. What are we supposed to call her now? Anna, is it? It was Sarah, I think. So very confusing.
Mother, that's simply not true. He didn't think that.
It is, and that's a fact. Plenty of good Christian girls around. Why did he have to marry her? And he can hardly turn her out now, can he? Never done a day's work in her life. He'd have harried her to death by now if that silly old fool Matthew didn't keep sticking his oar in. Seems he's fond of Anna. Lord knows why.
I've heard Nicholas locks her in his cellar and feeds her only garlic. Oh.
Father, none of this is true and you know it.
Oh, let them have their fun. Where's my vodka? Where did I put it? Oh, yes, here.
She's ruined him, I'm afraid.
given him writer's block? His affairs are in a frightful state. Without Michael's heroic efforts with the farm, they'd have starved to death. Mm. We've lent him so much money over the years, haven't we, Paul? Haven't seen a penny of it back.
Oh.
He owes us thousands.
Thousands?
Isn't that right, Paul? Mm. No interest either.
Oh, we've heard this 100 times. It's so very, very boring.
Don't stick your oar in, Sasha. Be quiet.
Oh, what about when Nicholas gave his cows brucellosis and they all died?
Mm-hmm.
Mm? And then they claimed insurance. I mean, what about that?
Mm. That was one of Michael's harebrained schemes. He was trying to inoculate them and he killed them. People take advantage of Nick. He's just too trusting.
Sasha, that will do.
Why do you all love talking behind people's backs? You never shut up about Nicholas. It's Nicholas this, Nicholas that, blah, 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 blah. How can you all sit here droning on like this? Aren't you bored?
What are we talking about?
Nicholas.
Oh, again?
See? And you, Dominic, aren't you bored to death? You're young. Why don't you sing and laugh and dance? It's my bloody birthday! Sing!
You tell him, Sasha. Bend his ear.
Right. Then, Dominic, make a witty remark. Do it. Summon all your powers. Now, it can be as nasty as you like, but it has to be funny. Make me laugh. Go on.
I can't. My mind's gone blank.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Who's giving everyone a right old tongue-lashing? Is it the naughty birthday girl? We heard you from the bottom of the garden, Sasha, didn't we, Nick?
My dear Count.
Can it be you, Matthew? I thought you were dead. Well, I never. And Nick, welcome, welcome. Take a pew.
Evening all. Happy birthday, Sasha.
Thank you.
No, no, don't get up, Zuzu. I'll wriggle in next to you and Martha here. Imagine two gold mines side by side and me in the middle.
Oh, pour some tea, Ava.
To what do we owe the honour, Matthew, you rascal? It's been ages. Why do we never see you anymore?
I'm not allowed out much, am I, Nick? You should come and fetch me. I'd be here in a flash. You'd never get rid of me.
Zuzu wouldn't let me fetch you in a month of Sundays. She'd have a fit. Oh, I'm so pleased to see you. I could cry.
Oh, you silly old fool. Now, what's that you're drinking? Vodka? May I have some?
But I'm so lonely without you. Zuzu has frightened all the real men away with her stinginess. Ooh. Drink your tea.
Where is the jam? Give them a spoonful each, Dominic. Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's it.
I told you, Nick. Didn't I tell you, Nick? There'd be jam.
Ha ha, very funny.
She made 20 jars this year. Oh, 20!
No. Don't mind if I do, thank you. 20, you say? A stockpile. Are you millionaires yet, Zuzu?
Look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. Isn't that right, Paul?
And you pretty little partridge. You get prettier by the minute, Martha, I swear you do. And richer too, I'd hazard. Oh, this jam is delicious.
Oh, don't talk about money.
How is your wife, Nicholas?
Very ill.
How awful.
The doctor says it's TB, but I wouldn't trust a word he says. He's all over her. I mean, thankfully, Nicholas is not the jealous type. As for Sarah, I don't trust anything a doctor, a lawyer, or a woman says. Fakers, the lot of them.
You're a one-off, Matthew, I'll give you that.
Yeah, no one pulls the wool over my eyes. You're but a child compared to me, Paul. A mere child.
A child who needs another drink. Where's my glass?
Oh, look at the state of your nose. That's quite enough of that.
The young doctor hasn't been here for ages. Have we offended him?
Oh, the man's a creep. Gives me the shivers. He's so cold and obsessed with his own honesty. Oh, what a bore.
I'm actually afraid of him.
He can be a bit trying, but I can't help but like him. He's sincere.
So sincere, he told me yesterday how much he disliked me.
No.
How about that, then? He was so angry the veins were popping out of his head. I mean, I know I'm hateful, but I don't like being told so, to my face.
The folly of youth.
Evening. Oh, life and soul of the party, here he is.
What the hell are you wearing? I've brought you a present, Sasha. I made them myself.
Oh, Michael, you should. have. Ooh. What are they?
Are they fireworks?
Homemade fireworks? How you cope with this charlatan, Nicholas, I really don't know. He's your cousin, isn't he? Send him packing, I would, blood or no blood.
Paul, Zuzu, you are looking marvellous. Ancient Ava, is that you? Are you alive? Thank God! Oh, lovely to see you. Hello there, Martha.
Hello, nice Mike.
Matthew, Nick, Dominic, and last, by no means least, Celestial, Sasha.
Well, you're certain to get a party started, I'll say that for you, Mike.
Well, come on then, out with it. What's the gossip? Anything juicy? Wow. Oh, Paul, Zuzu, before I forget, you should be renting that bottom field out. Lying fallow like that does you no good at all.
Send him packing, Nick.
The bottom field? Gosh, I hadn't thought of that. Had you thought of that, Paul? Paul?
I'm full of beans, I am. Did you hear that, Martha? Full of beans, oh. Raring to go. Once more I stand before you.
Yes, you entertain us, Michael. Mm-hmm, that's it. We're all bored to death.
You certainly look like death warmed up, the lot of you. Come on, what's the matter with you all? Let's play a game, eh?
Yes.
Charades. Hide and seek. Sardines. Oh. Kick the can. Or, shall we have the fireworks now? What do we think, ladies?
Oh, yes. The fireworks! The fireworks! Is that all right, Sasha, if we set them off? It is! Wonderful. Come on, Michael.
Ava, my dear, let's go and watch Michael blow himself up. Would you like that? Dominic, you take her other arm, pull her up.
Come on, old girl, easy does it.
One hand me.
Why are you so quiet, Nick?
I'm bored. And I've got a headache.
Come and help me unwrap my presents. That'll cheer you up. Come on.
Okay.
Thank God for Michael. That's all I can say. Turn a few lamps out, will you, Paul? No point leaving them on with everyone outside.
We really ought to rustle up some dinner for them, shouldn't we? They'll all be starving. It's nearly dark.
Look, they haven't finished the jam. What a dreadful waste. I give up.
It's all right, Nick. They've gone.
I used to work so very hard, day and night. I never got tired, never. Now, I'm exhausted. And I can't write a single word. I'm inert. Well, it's my fault, I know, but I can't for the life of me work out where I went wrong. My wife is sick, we have no money. I argue with everyone and everyone annoys me. I hate my home, it's killing me. My wife is killing me. I came here to be cheered up, I haven't been. And now I must go home.
You need someone that you can love. Someone who can understand you.
Don't make me laugh. I'm too old for romance. No, you adorable idiot. This is no time for a love affair. Well, I can endure sickness, bankruptcy, the death of my wife, writer's block, even lonely old age, but not how much I hate myself. That I cannot endure. What have I become? I used to be so strong, and now I'm... no better than Hamlet, having a good old wine. Some people seem to hurl themselves at cynicism. They think it's funny. But I hate it. I hate it.
Let's run away together, then. To America.
To America? I don't have the energy for America. But you really should get away from here, Sasha. This backwater, the men here are dreadful. You can't marry anyone we know. How could you? Some passing red-blooded male must spirit you away. Yeah, he must.
You're in here, are you? Jam, anyone?
No, thank you, Susie. Go on, Sasha, trip on out to the garden, will you? Watch the fireworks or something. I need to talk to your mother.
Of course.
How exciting. What is it?
It's just that I'm a bit strapped for cash. So could you defer the interest payment, Zuzu? Just for a bit.
I'm too old for all this nonsense.
Sorry I asked.
My nerves can't take this. How awful.
What's gone into Nick? He nearly bowled me over.
Perhaps he needs a drink, Dominic. What do you think? Do you need a drink? I think I do.
Oh, for goodness sake, Ava, wipe your feet. You're bringing the grass in.
Where's she gone with that jam? I'm starving.
And I want a cocktail. We've been here since five. Not a drop. This is not my idea of fun, Dom. It really isn't. Let's go find some booze.
I saw a bottle of brandy in the dining room.
Come on, then. You and Man or a Mouse? Let's go get it.
It's that fireworks, Luke. How lovely. They must be in the garden. Oh, I can't see a thing. It's pitch black. Oh, look. That's beautiful. Come and see, Luke.
I really don't know why you've dragged me here, Sarah. I don't consort with these types in daytime, let alone after dark. Never have. Far too lively for me. I knew this was a bad idea. Let's get you back home.
Oh, for goodness sake, get off your high horse. We're going to have some fun, all right? Come on!
Get off me, you naughty man! Michael, let go of me! Stop, stop it, that tickles! Matthew, make him stop!
Oh, goodness me, Martha!
Lend me 2,000.
Oh, no, I certainly will not. I told you, I don't talk about money.
Let go of her, Michael.
All right, then. Well, let's cut to the chase. Will you or won't you?
Will I or won't I what?
Will you or won't you marry Matthew? He gets your fortune, you get a title.
Is this a joke?
Do you want to be a countess or not?
Countess Nemo.
Countess who?
Oh, that was a joke, sorry.
Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
Why doesn't he ask me himself then? Matthew, why don't you ask me yourself?
Don't beat about the bush. This is a business arrangement. Will you or won't you? It's as simple as that.
Well, why shouldn't we? Yes, it's a very good idea. We should get married.
I wasn't asking you, Matthew. I was asking Martha.
What do you say, Martha? Let's have a little kiss.
Oh, just stop it. Get off me. I'm trying to think. I need some time to think. Is this a joke?
I don't joke about money.
All right, don't get your knickers in a twist. Right. Matthew, you come and see me at my house in 3 days' time. Mike, come and see me tomorrow at drinks time. Mm-hmm. A countess? Oh my gosh, I feel quite giddy. I think I might faint.
Oh, stand in the bath. Oh,
I've got her, Matthew. You take her legs.
I'll have her top up.
Don't say that word, Sasha. Please don't. Once you've said it, you can never take it back.
I don't want to take it back. I can't stop thinking about you. I love you.
Why? Why do you love me? How can you love me?
I've loved you forever. Let's run away together. I shall die if we don't.
A fresh start? With you? Oh, my God. Oh, you're so young and beautiful, Sasha. Yes. Yes, all right. Come here. And I shall be able to write again, Sasha, won't I? Tell me I will.
You will. You will write and write and write.
Stop fussing, Luke. I'll be back in a minute.
Nicholas. Nicholas. What's going on here? Sasha.
Oh, dear gosh.
Anna.
It's not how it looks.
Oh.
The frogs want to have the krauts for breakfast, yes? But the frogs aren't the krauts' only headache, Matthew. We know that.
Krauts are cowards and so are frogs, Paul. All mouth and no trousers, cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Why all this pussyfooting around? All these bloody summits? Yeah, I tell you what I'd do. I'd send in the rabid dogs. They'd be frothing at the mouth in no time.
Where do you get your ideas from, Michael? Yeah.
He's a genius. I've always said
an idiot savant, more like. What a loon you are, Mike. Why are we banging on about Germany when we should be drinking? Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, these anchovies are delicious.
Yeah, the gherkins are better. Quite the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. We'll need some more. But do you know what I fancy? Mm-hmm. You know, if I could have anything I wanted, a pastilla.
Oh. Mm.
A pigeon pastilla with sultanas and crispy pastry dusted with icing sugar. Yes, that's what I really want.
Oh, caviar is good with vodka. I like it with diced shallot, a drop of oil and a twist of lemon. The smell alone drives me crazy.
I like roast quail. Crunch them up whole. They're nice if you use breadcrumbs.
Martha gave us truffle yesterday. I loved it.
Really? You had truffle?
Yes. In a sauce with bay leaves, I think it was. Smelt divine.
Let's have another shot.
Yeah. thank you.
There we are.
Cheers.
Right, I've got to dash. I can't wait for Nick all day, can I? Truffle, you say? I've never had truffle. Why are you spending so much time at Martha's, Matthew?
Oh, Michael wants me to marry her.
Marry her? How old are you?
62.
You old goat! What does Martha think of all this?
We're after her money.
With a frisky young widow thrown in to boot.
Michael's quite serious about it.
Aren't you serious too, Matthew?
I don't know what I think. I'm like a reed in the wind.
Well, this is just great, isn't it? I mean, what is this, a big joke? I've told Martha you're going to marry her, Matthew, and now you've changed your mind? Brilliant. I mean, just brilliant.
Just listen to Michael, Paul. Isn't he priceless?
You promised me. I mean, Martha can hardly sleep. She's so excited about this ruddy title of yours. We had a plan. How can you joke about this? Your behaviour stinks.
I like winding her up. It's funny. She deserves it. Oh, look what the cat dragged in. Doctor, doctor, save, oh, save me. I'm scared to death of dying.
Is Nicholas back?
Not yet. I've been waiting for more than an hour. How is Anna doing?
Not well. Not well at all.
May I go and see her?
You may not. She's sleeping.
She's such a lovely lady. It was awful when she collapsed. I thought then how ill she looked. As pale as a ghost and as thin as a whip. I'll never forget Nicholas crawling around on the floor next to her and Sasha standing there in floods of tears. She wasn't herself for a week after that. Sasha, I mean.
Tell me, Luke, genius that you are, which eminent scholar discovered the benefice of handsome young doctors feeling the fluttering pulses of beautiful young women with chest infections?
I can't talk to you people! Yeah.
Did you see that? How he glared at me?
Why do you bait him so?
Oh, because he's such a scaremonger, trying to terrify us all the time. I hate him. Sarah is fine. She's fine.
Is she?
Of course she is. She can walk and talk. She's alive. So how can she die? It's nonsense. I don't want to talk about it.
Is Nicholas here?
Oh. Hello, Dominic. No. He's not.
What have you been up to, young man? You look sheepish.
I've been playing cards all night. I've been absolutely fleeced. I had the ace and the queen, and he...
I can imagine.
I had the ace and the queen.
Oh, do shut up.
The ace took the first trick.
I'm warning you. I've had enough.
Why are you pointing that thing at me? Why are you all out for yourselves? Only yourselves. Don't you care? I should go.
Come on,
watch out, Dominic! You nearly knocked me over!
I've got brittle bones.
She's here, she's there, she's everywhere, she's Ava.
So, this is where you've all been hiding. I've been looking for you boys high and low.
What are you up to, Ava? What do you want?
I need to speak to Matthew.
Oh.
Matthew, Martha told me to bow to you, but my joints aren't up to it. Are you well, she told me to ask. She also told me to tell you that she cries herself to sleep when you don't visit. Oh, she told me to whisper that to you. God, I need a drink. Give me a drink.
Oh, here you go. You've earned it. How old are you? You've been ancient these last 30 years.
Oh, I've forgotten. I've had 3 husbands, 8 children. That's all I know. Oh, this is delicious.
They actually think I'm serious, Paul. Why shouldn't I wind them up? Give this old hag something to do.
Stop being an idiot. Leave Ava alone and Martha while you're at it. You're too old for this nonsense.
Oh, I'll marry Martha, you see if I don't.
Why are you following me, Luke, like a sheep? Can a man get no peace?
I need to talk to you.
So do I.
Hello, Nicholas.
What are you all doing in here? This isn't a pub, you know. It's my study. Look what you've done. You've messed up my papers. There's mess everywhere. It's disgusting.
I've been waiting an hour or more.
We just had some snacks.
And some drinks.
Yeah, I can see that.
Please, I have to talk to you. It's urgent.
I was here first.
Go on then, Paul. Luke, wait your turn.
We'll need a bit of privacy.
All right, everybody out.
Oh, touchy, touchy.
Paul, you may drink as much as you like, but please don't ply my uncle. He really doesn't have the head for it. It certainly doesn't suit him.
Matthew? Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
If he dies on my watch in my home, it'll be my fault, not yours. Now, what do you want?
I really don't know how to put this.
You've had an hour to compose yourself. Come on, man, there's a queue.
I am ashamed to say it, but you really need to put yourself in my shoes. I'm not a free agent. Zuzu, you see, Zuzu...
What about Zuzu?
She sent me to get the money. She's been going on and on at me. I don't know what to do.
Well, that really is a shame, as I have no money. None at all.
I know you don't, but she won't wait.
Well, what can I do? There won't be money until I can get the harvest in.
But she won't wait!
Your position is unpleasant, but mine is far worse. I am at my wit's end.
Listen to me, Nick. I have a plan. You need to remember I'm your friend. Now, you're going to be very cross with me for saying this, old drunk that I am, but I want to help. We go back a long way, don't we? Old chap. And I want to help. Moscow till we die and all that. I have some money. Money of my own that Zuzu knows nothing about, and I want to lend it to you. I have it with me now. Why don't you say something? Take it. Go and give it to Zuzu and ram it down her wobbling throat. But you mustn't say I gave it to you, or she'll drown me in a bathtub of her wretched jam. Nick? Say something. Nicholas? Nicholas Ivanov? Oh, dear. I can see I've done the wrong thing. Forget I mentioned it, old chap. I can see I've offended you.
Not at all.
That wasn't my intention. I know how tough things are for you, Nick. The going has got tough. But that's life. A kettle can't stay cold all the time. It comes to the boil. That's a bad analogy. But it's the best I can do. You know what I mean. I'm not worried about you, though. You'll come through all this just fine. But I don't like the gossip I hear, all the chatter that you're a bankrupt, a murderer, a monster, a robber and a cheat.
I couldn't care less what they say. My head hurts.
Because you think too much.
I never think.
You need to get out more. Come and see us. Sasha cheers you up, doesn't she? She's such a lovely girl. I often wonder how on earth her mother gave birth to her. She'll cheer you up.
Paul, you're a dear friend, but you need to go now.
Of course I should go. Do you know what Sasha said last night? She said fireflies are eaten by birds just as good people are devoured by gossip. She's so clever.
What's wrong with me, Paul?
I don't know. I think your troubles are too much for you to bear, but you won't give in to them. I know that. Perhaps it's something else? I don't know.
I used to have a workman called Simon, who lifted two heavy sacks on his shoulders to impress the girls, and broke his back. He died. I think I've broken my back. School, university, writing. I didn't think the rules applied to me. I thought I could marry whom I wanted. I worked hard. I threw money around, and I broke my back. I was a hero, and now I am broken. I can see I'm boring you. Go away.
I think you just got out of bed on the wrong side this morning, that's all.
Don't be stupid. Go away.
I am stupid. I shall go.
A useless piece of flesh. Paul only cares about me because he's having a hell of a time himself. I hate myself. I hate my voice, my hands, my thoughts, my clothes. Every step I take is ridiculous and disgusting. Less than a year ago, I was strong and full of energy and enthusiasm. I worked with my hands, and I could move people to tears with my words. I would cry when I was sad and get angry at unfairness. I felt inspired by beauty, and then I would stay up all night writing. I believed in a bright future, as surely as I would gaze into my mother's eyes. And now? I'm exhausted and without hope. I do nothing. My farm is unkempt. My garden looks on reproachfully. My book unfinished. I expect nothing. I'm sorry for nothing. I'm terrified of each new day. And what of Sarah? What have I done to her? I promised her love and happiness. I opened her eyes to the beauty of the world. She believed me, and she has shrunk into nothing. She doesn't even get angry with me. And I've stopped loving her. How? How did this happen? She is suffering. She's going to die. And I can't bear the sight of her. Can't bear to be near her white face and her sunken chest. Or her eyes. Her eyes. And then Sasha tells me that she loves me, and I lose my head and I shout from the rooftops that I am happy again. And the next day, I feel nothing. Nothing at all. What is this pit that I'm wallowing in? I should put us all out of our misery and shoot myself in the head.
Next!
I demand an explanation.
As you do every day, Doctor.
Now, you listen to me.
It appears to be all I ever do, listen to you. I don't know what you want me to do.
I couldn't be plainer.
Yes, I know my wife is dying. I know that I'm dreadful. I know that you couldn't be more honourable. What do you want me to say?
Your cruelty maddens me. Your wife is dying, and she has a mother and a father whom she loves, and she needs to see them before she dies. They know she is dying, but with unfathomable cruelty, refuse to forgive her. You are the man that she sacrificed everything for, and you go gadding off to Paul's every evening for reasons that are plain as day.
I haven't been there in 2 weeks.
Let me be clear. I call a spade a spade. You want Sarah to die.
Don't
so that,
call her Sarah!
So that the way can be cleared to marry Sasha. Why can't you wait? Why can't you wait for Sarah to die peacefully before turning Sasha's head? Surely Sasha's money can wait.
I can't bear this. I am warning you.
Warn away. You can drop the posturing with me. It won't wash.
You think you know everything, do you? Think I married Anna for her money, that when her parents wouldn't give it to me, here I am, hustling her out of the world as quickly as possible so I can marry Sasha and her pots of gold. Hmm? Think that's it, do you? Oh, how clear-cut it all is, isn't it? Never mind subtlety, never mind nuance. I cannot understand you, and you cannot understand me. And neither of us can understand ourselves. And the sooner you come to terms with that, the better. A great doctor may be a very poor judge of character. You do know that, don't you?
I can tell right from wrong, the same as the next man.
What is it exactly that you want me to do? And to whom do I have the honour of speaking? With my lawyer or my wife's doctor?
I am her doctor, and I demand that you change your behaviour. It's killing her!
Tell me what to do!
Stop being so blasé!
Oh. Just get out. I am guilty as charged, and I will answer for my crimes before God. But nothing gives you the right to torture me on a daily basis.
How dare you? You are sending me mad! Before I came here, I knew that deluded people exist, but I never knew you could be deliberately wicked. I was happy before I came
here. Change the record, will you, Luke?
Ah, Sasha. I rest my case.
What's wrong with him?
Why are you here? This will devastate Anna.
Oh, don't fuss. I came in the back way. She won't know. I wanted to see you. I'm worried about you. Why didn't you visit?
Anna is on our last legs. This is thoughtless, Sasha.
Why didn't you answer my letters? I thought you might be dead. Are you all right?
No, I am not all right. I feel so very guilty.
What for? For not loving your wife? It's not your fault you've stopped loving her.
Don't be trite.
This painting's very good. Was it drawn from the life? I like it.
Yes, from the life. This affair of ours is a tedious tale. Man has crisis, man is plunged into the pit of despair, girl heaves man out. Together they reach dizzying heights. It's the stuff of novels. Not real life.
Yes, real life.
You think me noble in my suffering? My brain is addled. My thoughts are shot to pieces. My ridiculous contortions are fit only for derision. You want to save me? Is that it? I feel like something in my mind might snap.
Then smash something. Hit something. Be angry. Be angry with me. Why are you laughing? Why aren't you cross?
You ridiculous person.
Look, you see, you're smiling.
Whenever you try and save me, your eyes go wide and you look so naive. Oh, what's this on your dress? It's pollen, I think. Oh, gone. A naive man is a fool. A naive woman is gentle. What a strange way to carry on. Ignore a man when he's fit and well and cling to him and he begins to whinge. Is it worse to be with a strong man or a whimpering invalid?
Worse to be with a strong man.
I think Darwin would approve. We'd soon be invalids and hypochondriacs, the lot of us.
Women want to help. Men have their work to do, but love is just their backdrop. To have a chat or go on a walk after work is all that love means to a man. But for women, love means life. I love you. I want to help you. I would walk over hot coals for you. If you are happy, I am happy. If you are sad, I am sad. You know, I could think of nothing I would rather do than stay up all night watching over you so that you could sleep and no one would wake you. 3 years ago, you came to us, exhausted at harvest time. Dusty and tanned, and asked for a drink. By the time I'd got to you with a glass of water, you'd passed out on our sofa. You slept for 6 hours, and for 6 hours I watched over you. I was so happy. The more I can do for you, the more I love you.
Perhaps that's what love is. Or perhaps it's a silly girl's dream. How should I know? I think I'm really rather respectable. Like a good debate. I've never called a woman a slag. I've always been grateful for my lot. How funny you are. And how ridiculous am I, eh? I know I moan about everything. What are we doing? You should go.
Luke will have told Anna I'm here. Out of a profound sense of duty, he's bound to. Go to her. And stay, and stay, and stay by her side. And ask her to forgive you.
I think I'm going mad.
Forget me entirely. Write to me in 2 weeks, and I shall write to you.
Can I, come in? Oh, Sasha, I didn't see you there. Bonjour.
Hello, Michael.
You're looking ravishing, if you don't mind me saying.
I should go.
Ah, what a poppet. She's got me rather hot under the collar. You showed yourself to the world as a bird. Ah, there's something quite elfin about her, don't you think? But although she is without doubt the richest girl in the county, Zuzu is so exquisitely tight that no one can face having her as their mother-in-law. When the old battle axe dies, Sasha gets the lot, but until then, not a bean. Cigarette?
Get out! Get out of my house and never come back!
Oh, Nicholas, what the devil's gotten into you?
I know where you go. I know where you take Matthew. I know where you get your cigarettes. And I know where you spread your rumours about me.
Have you lost your mind? I know you don't mean it, but you really must cheer up. You're not a schoolboy anymore.
Are you making fun of me?
Ah. Anna. I guess that's my cue.
What did she come here for? To our home?
I don't know. Think of any punishment you like, but don't ask me questions. I have no answers.
So that's the kind of man you are. I see you clearly now. How dishonourable you are. You came to my house and you told me you loved me and I believed you. And I left my mother and I left my father and I left my faith and I came with you. You lied to me and I believed you.
I never lied to you.
I am tired and ill, but I never stopped loving you. What have you done?
I have made mistakes, but I never lied to you.
You expected my parents to forgive me and give you their money, didn't you? Be quiet. When you realised there would be no money, you changed tack. You have never loved me. You have never been faithful to me.
That's not true.
You're a lying cheat. You owe money to Paul, and to be rid of your debt, you turn your attentions to his daughter. You'll betray her as you betrayed me. Go on, then. Deny it.
Shut up. I might do something I'll regret.
You blame Michael for everything, but it is you. It's all you. All of it is you.
Sarah, be quiet.
I will not be quiet.
Hold your tongue, Jewess.
I will not hold my tongue. I will not be silent.
Get out. Please get out.
Go to her. Go on, then.
You are dying. Do you hear me? Dying. Luke says you are dying.
When did he?
Thank you.
The blushing bride slips into her wedding dress. Sarah is dead. Now it's Sasha's turn to be destroyed. Will you live to a ripe old age, honeying and making love in the nasty sty, Ivanov? Will you? No, you won't. I won't let you. I shall show the world what a monster you are. I will drag you down so low the devil himself will not have the strength to haul you out.
What are you muttering about, Luke?
Nothing. I was winding the clock. It has stopped.
Did you hear what happened to me yesterday?
No, Dominic, I did not.
I was cheated again.
In what?
On cards, of course.
I don't play cards, so it's impossible for me to share your enthusiasm. What time is the service?
In an hour, I think. I hope Zuzu makes it.
Why wouldn't she?
She's having a panic attack.
About what?
Watching the departure.
The departure of what? Her daughter?
No, her money. The money Nick owes her. You can hardly sue your son-in-law.
Oh, you look extraordinary, Martha. Oh, what on earth have you got on your head?
Shut up, Dom. It's all the rage. Stop laughing. Why are you laughing?
Eyes on the prize, eh, Martha? Ooh. Oh, yes. Matthew is sure to propose to you in that getup. Oh, hilarious.
You, Dominic, are a complete bore.
I am not a bore!
Do you like Ivanov?
He's rubbish at cards. Plays like a lunatic.
But is he a good man?
He's fine. Him and Matthew are a right pair of trumps. They know how to play the long game. Nick set his heart on the Jewess, flopped, and his ace is high with Sasha. I bet you he ruins her in a year. You'll ruin Sasha, and Matthew will ruin Martha. You heard it here first, Luke. Don't you forget it. That's my tip for you. You'll cash in, mark my words, then drive off into the sunset. Why are you so pale, Luke? You look like a ghost.
I drank too much yesterday.
The lady of the hour, Sasha! You look stunning.
What are you pair of reprobates doing in here? Go and get a drink. Go and get a wife.
I wound your clock, Paul.
Go on, scram. I need to talk to my daughter.
Last minute nerves, eh, Sasha?
I said scram. Right, missy. You sit there. We need to chat.
Will this take long? I need to finish my hair.
This is important, Sasha. I'm not speaking for myself. Your mother told me to speak to you.
Get on with it, Daddy.
When you were married, we intend to give you 15,000. Nicholas owes us 9,000, so we'll deduct that from your gift.
Why are you telling me this now?
Your mother told me to.
But I'm about to walk down the aisle. Why are you talking about money? I don't want your money. I haven't asked for it, and I never shall. Have you no respect?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Go away and leave me in peace.
I've had it with all of you. She's at my throat morning, noon and night, screeching and fussing and counting every penny. And you're so clever and humane and emancipated that you cannot even understand your own father. Before I fetched you, she was ripping me to bits. She was completely eviscerating me. You two send me round the ruddy twist. I don't like this business. I don't like it at all.
What business?
This marriage business.
Ooh, which part of it do you especially dislike?
All of it.
What do you mean, all of it?
You marrying Nick. It might not be a stupid idea, but there is something about it that is not on. You are so very young, and Nick has been around the block. Life has left him battered and bruised, and you're pure as the driven snow. I don't understand him anymore. I don't understand a word he says. There's something not right about all this, and everyone is talking. Some people are saying that Sarah died and then he wanted to marry you. What am I saying? I'm like an old woman gossiping away. Don't listen to me. Listen to your heart.
I feel it too. I do. There is something wrong, Daddy. I'm terrified. I don't know what to do. What should I do?
What's the matter, Sasha? What is it?
I'm so scared. I don't understand him anymore either. You know, he has not smiled at me or looked me in the eye since we got engaged. He keeps saying sorry. Sorry for everything. He acts like he has committed a crime, but he hasn't, has he, Daddy? Oh, I'm so tired. He makes me so tired when he tries to talk to me. I don't think I love him anymore. What do I do? What do I do?
You must give him up.
I can't.
You must. It will cause a scandal, but better that than ruining your life.
But I can't. I'm sure it's just nerves. I must pull myself together. He's a good man. He's just unhappy at the moment, and I must cheer him up. It's my duty to do so, as his wife.
It is not your duty.
It is, and that's settled. I didn't even know I thought what I just told you until I said it. Forget I said anything. Don't tell anyone, Daddy. Please.
Either I am going senile or you're a genius, but for the life of me, I don't understand this at all. What do you want, Matthew? I'm talking to my daughter.
I've done something awful. It disgusts me, and it will disgust everyone else. I've got Mike to announce my engagement.
With Martha?
Yes, with Martha. Everyone's a cad and a bounder. Why shouldn't I be too?
I don't want to hear this. Are you nuts? We should throw you in the asylum.
It'd hardly be worse than this hellhole. Take me there at once. I hate everyone, and I hate myself. I don't believe a single word that comes out of my mouth.
Shut it, then. Get your hat and go home. This is a wedding. Sasha's getting married. We all want to enjoy ourselves, and we can't with you hanging around like a spectre at the feast. Matthew, you're right. Have I upset you? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Sorry. Here, have a glass of water.
I don't want a glass of water.
Why are you crying?
I don't know.
What are you crying about?
Everything. And nothing.
No. We are going to get to the bottom of this. What is it?
I saw the cello that the wedding band wheeled in, and it made me think of Sarah, and it has made me so sad. So very sad.
What an unfortunate time to think of her. She's at peace now. Put her from your mind.
We used to play duets together. She was a beautiful, glorious woman. I miss her so much.
Oh, no. Dear God, Sasha, not you two. Stop crying, Sasha. No, please, stop crying, Sasha. The guests will see you.
When the sun comes out, it's jolly even in a graveyard. I was happy because I had hope. Now, I have nothing.
Sasha, darling, why are you crying?
Please give me some money, Paul. I want to go and sit by my wife's grave in Paris, please. I've given away a fortune in my lifetime. I've nothing left, please.
I haven't got any money! All right. I'll see what I can do. I can't promise you anything, but yes, all right. Now, stop crying.
Where is that horrible old man? Where is my fiancé? There you are, sweetie.
Leave me alone. I hate you.
Don't be silly, darling.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you!
It's time we went to the church. Everyone's arrived.
Mother, why are you crying?
Dear God, you're all crying. What a quartet! Stop it! Pull yourselves together, all of you!
Oh, you're going to set me off too! If you don't need me anymore,
if you're going to go off and abandon me, Sasha, and leave me all on my own with your father, then I give you my blessing.
Look, Nicholas. Oh, my God. What do you want? Can't you see we're busy?
Why are you here? You shouldn't be here.
I want to talk to Sasha. Alone.
The bridegroom shouldn't see the bride before the wedding. Get out.
It's bad luck.
You should be waiting in the church. Go and wait in the church.
Please, Paul. It's important.
All right. Everybody out. Out, I say.
Well, Nicholas, what do you want?
As I was dressing for the service, I caught sight of myself in the mirror and I noticed how old and haggard I looked. I'm bald, for Christ's sake. You can't marry me. I'm too old for you.
Oh, I've heard it all 1,000 times. I'm bored of it. Go to the church and wait for me.
No, no, I shall go home and you can explain to everyone that it is all my fault and that the wedding is off. We've been playing the part of the hero and the ingenue and it's time that we came to our senses.
I've had enough of this. How can you speak to me like this on my wedding day?
I am speaking and I will continue to speak.
This depression of yours is completely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, you're right. Yes. Yes, I'm laughing. And if it were possible for me to set the whole world laughing at me in derision, then I would. I looked in the mirror and I laughed so hard that I nearly went mad with shame. Depression. Grief. Sorrow. I should write poetry. Shall I whinge and complain? Sadden everyone I meet. Confess I'm no longer a man. Know that I am done for. Have no purpose and acknowledge I am utterly bound. Shall I confess all this whilst the sun is shining and the birds still sing? Ants get more done than I do. Can I endure people saying that I am a fraud? A mess? In a complete state? That they're sorry for me? That they want to help? That they want to listen. Thank God for the tiny scrap of pride I still have left. I laugh at myself, and all of creation laughs back.
I think you've lost your mind.
You do you? No, I'm not mad. I see things more clearly than I ever have before. I love you, but I am not going to marry you. It makes no difference if I rave on my own in my room with the doors and windows shut, but I will not drag you down with me. My depression, as you call it, it killed my last wife. You do know that, don't you? Since we've got engaged, you've forgotten how to laugh and you've aged 5 years.
I have not.
I can assure you, you have. I've sent your father around the twist. He can't understand a single thing anybody says to him these days. Wherever I go, whatever I do, it is the same. I carry this darkness with me.
Nicholas.
Now, don't interrupt me. Let me speak. I know I am a disgrace, but I am choked with rage. I used to love my life, but since I found it unbearable, so does everyone around me. I bring you all down to my level. I am a disgrace.
But this is good. You are bored of yourself. It means you want to change, to start again.
There's nothing good about it at all. I can't start again. I'm lost. It's time we both understood it.
How can you say you're lost? You're not lost. Oh. Go to the church.
I am lost.
Be quiet. The guest will hear you.
When a man like me nosedives, he's done for. There's nothing you nor anybody else can do for me. I cannot drink myself out of it. I cannot write myself out of it. I cannot pray myself out of it. I am lazy. And I am weak. I am lost. Call the wedding off.
What are you doing to me? I can't keep jumping through your hoops. It's killing me.
If you think this is hard, wait until you've married me. You thought you could save me. You can't. Get out whilst you still can.
I can't walk out on you. You have no one. You have nothing.
I shouldn't have come here. I should have.
What's going on in here?
Daddy, it's breaking my heart. He's acting like a madman. He says I'm to call it off. He says he doesn't want to drag me down with him. Please tell him I refuse his kind offer.
What kind offer? I'm struggling to keep
up. Call the marriage off.
He will not. We are going to get married.
Call the marriage off on what grounds?
I've already told her.
Well, tell me. Explain it so I may understand. God forgive you, Nick. But you have brought darkness into our lives. I no longer understand a thing. Do you hear me? A thing. What should I do with you? What? You tell me.
I can't bear this.
You think you're doing the right thing, but I tell you it's a scandal. What you need to do is calm down and see things for what they really are. The ceiling is white. Your shoes are black. Sugar is sweet. You love Sasha, and she loves you. If you love her, stay with her. If you don't, then leave. We shan't blame you. It's perfectly straightforward. You're both healthy and clever. You have food and clothes on your back. What more do you want? What does it matter that you have no money? I know your farm is mortgaged, and I know you have no money to pay the interest. But I am Sasha's father, I understand. Her mother can do as she likes, and as far as I'm concerned, she needn't know. As for your lofty principles, they can go hang. I have plenty of money. So I give it all to you both. Only give poor Matthew enough to get to Paris. There.
I have to do what I have to do.
What does that even mean?
I shall do as I like. I will not let you go.
I am utterly stumped.
Listen, Paul, my dear old friend, I'm not going to try to explain myself or excuse myself. You wouldn't understand even if I did. I was young, I was eager and sincere and intelligent. I have loved and I have hated and I have believed. I have worked and I have hoped without understanding what I hoped for. I put my shoulder to the wheel and I broke my back. I drank, I raged, and I wrote. God, did I write. There are so very few of us and so much to do. But now I am broken. I am old before my time. I don't know why I am alive or what I want anymore. Work or play, it's all the same for me. I carry my sadness with me, cold, weary, and discontent. Life horrifies me. I stand here burning with shame and hating my own weakness. I want to go home.
Everyone is laughing at my white tie, aren't they, Mike? They're whispering behind my back. I hate them all. Disgusting.
Nobody's talking about you, Matthew. They've got far better things to think about. Ah, here you are, Nick. They're going loop-de-loop in the church waiting for you. Why are you here with Sasha? This is most irregular. You're meant to be waiting for her at the altar. Perhaps you didn't know that. You really are a queer fish. Come on, let's straighten your tie. If you will excuse us, Sasha, I must whisk the groom away.
So this is where you're hiding, Ivanov. You absolute bastard.
I completely agree, I am.
How dare you speak to my cousin like that on his wedding day? I'll take care of this, Nick. Outside, Luke, now.
I refuse to speak to you, Michael, let alone fight with you. You, Ivanov, outside, now.
How dare you speak to my nephew in that tone, you jumped up charlatan. I'll fight you myself.
Why on earth would you speak to my fiancé like this? Tell me.
You can't marry him, Sasha. You must take my word for it.
Why must I take your word for it? What could you possibly tell me that I don't already know? That you're an honourable man. The whole world is sick of hearing it. How dare you make such a scene on my wedding day? You've hounded Nicholas almost to death with your insufferable proclamations, convincing yourself you were just doing your duty. You've interfered in his private affairs and maligned him to anyone that would listen. You did not even allow Sarah to die in peace, certain you were doing your duty, telling her each and every one of your grubby suspicions. And all the while applauding yourself as an honourable man. I simply cannot bear you.
Bravo! Bravo!
Who do you think you are, Luke? Now, I'll tell you who you are. You are a stupid, thoughtless, heartless pig. Come on, Nicholas. We're going.
Where? Where shall we go? There is nowhere to go. I know what I have to do. I finally see it. What a relief.
Put that away!
Nicholas! No. Please don't, please don't! He's going to kill himself! Stop him! Somebody stop him!
I've skidded down this hill long enough. Time to put the brakes on. Thank you, Sasha, for trying. Goodbye.
Somebody stop him, please! No! Nicholas! No!
In Ivanov by Anton Chekhov, Nicholas Ivanov was played by Rory Kinnear, Sarah by Dorothea Meyer Bennett, Matthew by Dominic Coleman, and Sasha by Holly Dempsey. Luke was Clifford Samuel, Paul, Joseph Kloska, Michael, Tiger Drew Honey, and Zuzu, Joan Iola. Martha was played by Saffron Kumba, Ava by Melanie Kilburn, and Dominic by Nuazet Diaz Cano. Ivanov was presented in a new version written by Catherine Tozer with music composed by John Chambers. The cellist was Liz Hanks. Sound design was by Peter Ringrose. The director was Toby Swift. It was a BBC Studios production for Radio 3.
Three returns with more Chekhov at the same time next week, when you can hear Catherine Tozer and John Chambers' version of The Seagull here on BBC Radio 3.
On Radio 4, the more you listen, the more you see.
We're living under more tyranny today than our founding fathers did in 1775.
A US presidential election is looming, but underneath, conspiracy culture rears its head once again. And nothing is as it seems.
All those things that we had feared our whole lives was coming true.
Burn the house down and start over. That seems to be the way.
It's America through the looking glass. Join me, Gabriel Gatehouse, as The Coming Storm continues. Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now it's time here on Radio 3 for a programme of music by some of our new generation artists. The scheme, which has been going for more than 20 years, identifies a number of talented musicians every year at an early stage in their career and gives them a broadcast and performance platform to bring their talents to the wider world. In this evening's programme, it's the turn of the pianist Alexander Gadyev and the ensemble Leon Koro Quartet. Alexander, who joined the Radio 3 scheme in 2019 and who won the Sydney International Piano Competition 2 years later, will be on stage at LSO St Luke's in London next month on Friday, October the 18th. He'll be performing works linked by the theme of heroism by the 20th century composer John Corigliano, as well as by Beethoven, Liszt and Chopin. For now, though, we're going to hear him tackle Liszt's powerful transcription of the Allegretto from Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 in A major.